Avina Kalakorior joins us for a kōrero today, one of the members of Tomorrow People. We're talking about a song regarded perhaps as the first trilingual song that has hit the airwaves here, featuring English, Māori and Samoan, all in the one waiata. And Tomorrow People, a very popular rōpū. They're a seven-piece, multiple gold-selling record band, four Māori language songs under their belt already. And now with Rise Up, they're able to hit the airwaves and celebrate culture in a way that, you know, has been a long time coming. Avina Kalakorior with us today. Avina, te rā koe.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. Avina, whereabouts are you today, Avina?
I'm calling you from Wellington.
Kei te pai. And that's really where Tomorrow People came from. Just for some of our listeners, back us up to the start of the band. There's been a lot of people who have been involved over the years, but what was the driver behind the genesis of Tomorrow People?
Well, Tomorrow People was started by myself and another good friend of mine who plays the keys. He goes by the name of Tana Tupai. Him and myself, we still manage the band all the way to this day, and we're the only two original members that are left within the band. We kickstarted the band in about 2010, and the whole idea came about when we actually just started writing songs and trying to jam at home and try to figure out how we can use the computer to record music, you know, because we basically just played live stuff before prior to that. But when we actually written some originals, we actually just tried to Google and YouTube how to record music, and we kind of figured it out. And then we started laying down songs. After that, we released some of the songs online on what was early YouTube back then. This was before Facebook kind of came along. It was early YouTube, and it got quite popular. And then from there, we put a band together.
And it's been part of the New Zealand music scene, a wonderful celebratory part of it for a long time now. Avina, congratulations on the success over the years. But that success doesn't come easily, mate. I know we're talking now, you know, almost 11 or 12 years, so you've got a bit of skin in the game. I know you've also, you know, no strangers to recording Māori language waiata. What was behind your decision to do that?
We've done a few so far. The makeup of the band itself has always been of mixed ethnicities. So it's always been partly Samoan, partly Māori. At one stage, we had a full Pākehā person in there. At the moment, the makeup is Māori, Samoan, and Pukalauan. So for us, when we're doing this most current song called Rise Up, we wanted to do something different. And we wanted to embrace all the different ethnicities that are within the band. And all the big challenge, you know, because you're trying to put three different languages together. But I think we're really proud of what we ended up with.
It sounds great. Hinawahi has been a wonderful champion of reo and waiata over the years. She's also, you know, a wonderful person. How long have you known her, and how did the approach from her pan out to you and your bandmates, Avina?
Sorry, can you repeat that question?
What was your crisscross with Hinawahi? Did she knock on your door, give you a ring, and ask you to contribute, or do you guys go way back and know each other from other projects?
Yeah, for sure. We haven't worked with Hinawahi prior to this, so this was the first time that we had worked together. And when we did have our initial meeting with her and we had a chat with her about her vision for this year's project, for this year's Waiata Anthems. We knew the makeup of the actual band. She kind of suggested, hey, you know, if you guys want to do full Te Reo Māori, it's up to you. If you want to do bilingual, it's up to you. If you want to do, you know, incorporate some Samoan into it, then it's up to you. So it kind of, she gave us full creative control as to what we could do. For us, it was more about, you know, as I was saying before, embracing. And also we wanted to try and do something different and something original, you know, because we knew that during this week, when all the songs come out, there'll be a lot of songs all coming out all at once. So for us, it was cool to have a little point of difference there as well.
Well, it's brought on stage, you know, already well-established artists. And I'm hoping that you already had the backing tracks and were able to utilise them with Te Reo Māori. It seemed that that was part of the driver last time around. But as you'll recall, getting 660 or Soccer Practice or Big Kirunga or Shapeshifter recording in Te Reo Māori, it was really quite something special. And we've benefited as Māori radio stations from being able to play what are already well-known and in some cases hit songs that have been, you know, whakamāori the kupu within those songs. It's pretty special. How have you...
I think about back in 2017 or 2018, we recorded a song called Don't Want to Fight It in English, and straight after that we recorded a Te Reo Māori version of that song called Pangai Aroha, and then we did a Samoan version of that same song as well, and we released all three all at the same time. So we did three full language songs, and that was awesome. And then from then on, we got a really positive response from us doing that as well. So it was awesome. It's great.
Have you enjoyed the Waiata Anthems, Kaupapa? As I mentioned, some of the artists there that have lent their work, and I'm assuming lent their already developed music tracks to layer or reel across the top of it. What have you made of the Waiata Anthems Kaupapa along the way, Avina?
I think it's been awesome. I think it's been like you were saying, it's good to have you know, all the big hits, you know, the hits that are mainstream and currently on the radio and stuff like that, all translated and interpreted so that it can reach a wider audience, you know, and a lot of people can embrace, and in some cases that they love the Te Reo Māori version better than the English version, you know. In some cases it does sound nicer, which can only be a good thing.
And what about the guys in the band? Are they happy to be part of this next kaupapa of Waiata Anthems?
Yeah, I think that the time that when we first got the call up for it, it's an honor to be part of it, to be part of the movement, and it's also an honor to be amongst such great New Zealand artists that are all doing the same thing. So it was something that was kind of nerve wracking as well. You know, it's always hard, like trying to live up to what it represents. So for us, you know, what we kind of had like a way to anthems as a kind of pinnacle. So it was about trying to reach that and trying to do it justice.